Unless congressional Republicans challenge Donald Trump's conduct, Democrats winning back the House might now be a matter of national security. U.S. intelligence services unanimously say Russia interfered in our 2016 elections and plan the same for 2018. 12 Russian military officers are named in a very detailed 29-page criminal indictment. Monday, Trump stood beside Vladimir Putin and made clear he believed Putin's denial. Trump said he couldn't, quote, see any reason why, unquote, Russia would interfere. But he's living proof of why. Director of Intelligence Dan Coats, whom Trump appointed, calls the intelligence conclusion, quote, extremely clear, unquote, says the Russian interference is persistent, pervasive, and meant to undermine American democracy. People had wondered how badly Trump was compromised and what Putin might have on him. Trump is acting in Russia's interest, not ours. Undermining NATO, keeping silent about Russia's international bad conduct, and trying to shut down investigation of the election interference. Russia helped elect Trump. Trump is an obvious asset to Russia. This year, Russia will try to induce Americans to elect more congressional yes persons for Trump. Quite likely, when they were alone, Trump winked and said, "Have at it, Vlad." Republican Congressman Will Hurd, a former CIA operative from a swing district in Texas, tweeted, "I've seen Russian intelligence manipulate many people over my professional career, and I never would have thought that the U.S. president would become one of the ones getting played by old KGB hands." Any patriot would demand further investigation. Trump and Putin want to end Mueller's investigation. Democracy is central to who we are. Massive interference by a foreign power in a close election could be fatal to our country. Trump blames the press. The press didn't utter Trump's words, adopt his submissive manner around Putin, or paint that cat-ate-the-canary grin on Putin's face. If Putin and Trump can kill the investigation and convince voters to ignore the press, what's left of checks and balances on the president's power? No press, no prosecutor, no Supreme Court with two new Trump appointees. Patriots must ask themselves, what would stop Trump from seriously weakening the U.S. and/or destroying our civil liberties? Not this Republican Senate, nor the House Republicans trying to tear the FBI apart. Would the military interfere if Trump took unconstitutional actions dangerous to our security? Unlikely. With the Supreme Court and Republican senators applauding Trump's every move, how would such a thing ever get organized? And what a terrible thing to wish for. Dasvidaniya, constitutional government. Many Republicans have spoken up, but few in Congress have, and we haven't seen action. Republicans even rejected additional funds for protecting elections, perhaps because Russia will back them, not Democrats. Now Trump wants a second summit, at which Putin likely will help Trump look very strong.